CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a direct call. Stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag-chew portion. We are going to take a pause for brand new hams that have never checked into the net or have only checked in once or twice and really aren't sure of the protocol. We're going to give you an opportunity to check in tonight without any issues with the protocol. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, there probably won't be any new hams here for a little while. I know the VE testing shut down due to COVID-19, but we'll give them an opportunity anyway if they were there. We do have a few Echolink stations, so we're going to give Echolink stations an opportunity to check in first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, WN4V.
W4DJW, please check in and out. K4ZZX, Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. Name is Steve. We're negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, and everyone else on the net.
Okay, and I would like to recognize pre-check-ins. We're going to recognize our pre-check-ins, and then we'll get to the Echolink stations. Net Control Elect recognized W4FCM. That's Fred. He's spring with him. N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They live in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in capability, Fred. And KG4WNP. That's Landon, who is in Liberty this evening, using pre-check-in capability. Appreciate that, Landon. Hope you're staying safe. And KN4KBC, that's Bill. He's over in Livonia, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill, if you can hear us. And thank you again there for using the pre-check-in capability. K4GAT, that's Mike. He's in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Hope you're staying safe, Jerry. And KD2RKN, that's Jason in Williamson, South Carolina. Be careful, Jason. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And WN4V, that's John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Good to have you with us via Echolink tonight, John. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. And K4ZZX, that's Steve at the base of Paris Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Appreciate you being there. We do have two more Echolink stations, so we're going to give Echolink stations another opportunity. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
And W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, up in Pennsylvania. Be negative and negative, just listen.
November 3, Zulu, Mike X-ray, Gastonia. Name is Gary.
Okay, Net Control Elect recognize KW4TS, that's Jim in Pennsylvania. Be careful out there, Jim. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you stay safe on the mobile. And keep your social distancing while you're out there. We don't want you getting anything. And N3ZMX, that's Gary in Gastonia. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Appreciate you being here. We do have another Echolink station. If you don't have the capability for audio, you can type in your text, and I'll try to find you in the log if you want to check in. And tonight being Tuesday night for the RF section of the net, we're going to begin with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called that begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, saying 73's for each one of you.
Have you? Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in. India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Every 73.
DJW. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round tape.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo. You're sounding good, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing the same thing Amy and I are doing. Sid, we have very little contact with the outside world. Hope you guys are doing the same, staying safe. Appreciate you being here. And by the way, Sid calls the 14664 net. Just a notch or two up from where we are right now with a tone of 91.5 every Sunday at 8 p.m. Be sure and check in with Sid on Sundays at 8 p.m. on 14664 with a tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll appreciate it. I'm sure he'll appreciate it, too. It's a good net. And, Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing them KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, the net wouldn't be the same without you. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. We appreciate you every single time you check into the net. Good to have you with us tonight. And Andy, KI4LZI over in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. You know, I almost forgot your call, but then the other day I couldn't remember my social security number either. So if I can remember my social security number, I should be able to remember your call. You checked in so many times. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're staying safe, and thank you for being here every night, night after night. Appreciate it very much. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4 ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick and Joe, I'd like to recognize KO4ACA. That's Bill over in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Bill from Greenville. You're getting into the repeater really good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You hope you're staying safe. All right, we'll bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix that are called. It begins with letters M through P. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call that before DJW.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DJW. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, you sound really good. Your quality of your audio is 100%. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And you guys stay safe. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're staying safe. And KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring him with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're in Piedmont. good to have you back as a regular on the repeater, on the net, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello, and you guys stay safe. K4OIM, and there's Walt. He's over in Inman. Good to have you this night, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Mike, through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll go to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around and talk to you after a bit.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Oscar. That's KN4, SMO, at Scott and Greenville. Check me in and out, please. W? JW, please check in KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
W. Check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot, I'll be negative and negative, and I live in Taylor's. I'm halfway between Greenville and Taylor's, right on that little 200 yard wide strip of land in between there. Anyway, I'll be negative tonight and just hanging in there listening to you guys. Thanks for hosting the net, and 73 to everybody.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, Fred. Also my bride, Miss Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're home in Piedmont tonight, David. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4DJW. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, that was a most excellent group of check-ins. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. I have you down for comments, John. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. I saw you got a bunch of computers over there crunching against the COVID-19 virus. I appreciate you doing that. Looks good. You're working your way up through that list. Good to have you with us tonight. Be back to you in just a little bit. And KN4SMO, that's Scott over in Greenville. Scott, were you in Africa recently?
Affirmative.
Okay, I thought that was you that was over in Africa. I was trying to get in touch with you, and you were all the way over there on another continent across a huge pond. Just curious, what you're using for an antenna from your location, you're like cutting right through Greenville and into the tip of Paris Mountain and right up to the repeater without any issue, where people normally have issues. So I was just curious about what antenna you're using, Scott.
W4DJW, I built a J-pole, just sitting up on the fence, actually, not very high off the ground, but it works good.
Absolutely, it does work good. I was impressed with your being able to get to Caesar's Head when you're going clipping a part of Paris Mountain on your way up there. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Glad you got back from Africa. Okay, would love to hear some about your African adventures while you were over there. It's one of the places I want to go on the planet before I die. I don't know if I'll make it or not, but anyway, if you feel like talking about it after the net and the rag chew portion, just recheck with me and we'll get you on the list. I'm kind of curious about what you were doing while you were over there. Anyway, appreciate you checking into the net from Africa. Very, very rare that we get check-ins from Africa, so appreciate you doing that, Scott. And the next one up on the list is Jim, KA2TXJ. That's Jim from Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4RHF. That's Bob, who lives on the island between Taylor's and Greenville. That's just imagining that as an island, Bob, or an overlap of the two, one of the two, if there's a gap between them. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4RM, that's Fred. He's ringing with him. N4MRY, that's Miss Mary. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary we said hello, you guys. Hope you're hunkering down, staying safe, sheltering in place. And WN4S, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And we do have another EchoLink station, so we're going to give EchoLink stations another opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
This Kilo Juliet 4 Delta 5-Strut Papa, KJ4DFP, Keith from Roberta, Georgia, Roberta. Good evening, everyone, and appreciate you letting me check in on the net. Doing a great job. I'll turn it back over to you, KJ4DFP.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KJ4DFP. That's Keith over in Roberta, Georgia. Sounding good from Roberta, Georgia tonight on EchoLink, Keith. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're staying safe. And we'll go through the Quebec through Tango group again. Any stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we got quite a few of them on the first pass. I'm not surprised there aren't any on the second pass. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan over in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net.
W. 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks, Dave.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Appreciate you taking the time to be here, and stay safe. KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. You're sounding good. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Wouldn't be the same without you, Tommy. Appreciate your being here every night, night after night. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move on up to the top of the alphabet, A through D. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters Alpha through Delta, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73.
Please check in. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. It's N4AHO. Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no table this evening, and I'll be short time. 73 to the next.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David. He's over in Inman. Can't get over that quality audio that you're pumping into the repeater, David. That sounds really good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You stay safe. And N4AHO, that's Doug. Oh, you're sounding good from Walhalla tonight, too, Doug. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. And a voice I haven't heard on the radio in ages. Good to hear you, Joy. Joy's bringing with her KI4DOS Gary and K3JOY. That's Miss Joy herself on the radio. Good to have you back on the radio, Joy. Hope you and Gary are staying safe, and hope you're making the best of this lockdown. Amy and I are trying to make the best of it, too. Appreciate you guys being here tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that like check in? Oh, we've got another EchoLink station, I think. I think that might be Scott. Yeah, Scott already checked in, but he's just listening on EchoLink. Okay, so we'll go ahead and continue with our Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix you call that begin with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that group's kind of thin this evening. We'll go ahead and pop up to the Echo through Hotel group, the patient group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel
Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry up in Candler, still hermitized, negative and negative tonight, thanks.
JW. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Golf Fox Uniform, it's KG4GFU, the name is John, location is Pelzer. Greetings to you, sir. Miss Amy, everybody else out there in Radio Land, I will be negative and negative tonight, sir.
DJW. So Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, there is another really good group. Negatrol, I recognize N4HHC. There's Warren. And he is over in Taylor's. Good to have you, isn't that, Warren? For some reason, I have you. You must have one time checked in from Indiana because I have a note for Indiana, so I have to hop over that and go to Taylor's. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. I always enjoy your nets and Mark's nets as well. You guys run a really good net. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KC4EZN, there's Hermit, Harry, and Candler. Good to have you tonight, Hermit, Harry. Appreciate you being here tonight. Good to be a hermit this time of this pandemic. Hermit's a good thing. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. You stay safe. And KG4GFU, there's another voice I haven't heard in quite a while. Good to have you with us tonight, John. And you're booming in here from Pelzer. You got a really good station operation there, John. Sounds fantastic. Sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4FHJ, there's Gene over in Taylor's. Wouldn't be the same without you, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to check in night after night. Always good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And now we're going to go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KJW. Please check in K4BAN. Alex and Clemson. Hope you're well. Negative and negative.
KC4SKD. Larry. And also KG4AHS. Rhonda. Both in Easley, in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
DJ Duggan. November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMH, Josh and Greer. And a special hey to Alex.
4DJW. Woods, 4, Oscar, Oscar, Keith, Travels, Red. Negative,
negative. JW. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
DJW, please check in Sam from Liberty, South Carolina. Thank you. KG4LPF.
W4DJW, please copy November 3, Papa Kilo Juliet. Todd from Meadville, Pennsylvania. First time check-in.
Okay, that last station that checked in, I got KG4, and I thought it was Foxtrot Papa Foxtrot, but I'm not finding that. Can you come back with your suffix again? KG, that last station that checked in.
G4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot.
Okay, I got you now, Sam. That was another fantastic group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W2T. That's Rusty. I keep wanting to call you John, Rusty. That's Rusty over in Moore. Staying at home tonight. That's a good thing, Rusty. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4BAN, that's Alex over in Clemson. I'm going to build me a pie cluster, Alex. Just thought I'd let you know. That's good because N4SMH is really turning on the heat. I'll tell you about it if you want to stick around for comments. KC4SKD, that's Larry. He's over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. He's bringing him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. You and Miss Rhonda, stay safe, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. And then here's the heat. N4SMH, that's Josh over in Greer, who's crunching against the COVID-19 with, get this, 50 cores, 50 CPUs. He's out there crunching up a storm. He's like the Tasmanian devil ripping through our group. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh, and appreciate all you're doing to fight COVID-19. W4OOC, there's a voice I haven't heard in a while, and it's good to hear you back on the radio, Keith. And Traveler's Rest, appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. And KB1BNT, that's James. He's over in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be here, and you stay safe. And KG4LPF, that's Sam over in Liberty. Appreciate your patience with me, Sam, as I fumbled around trying to get your call sign in the log. We've got you in the log now. You stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please copy November 3, Papa, Kilo, Juliet, Todd in Meadville, Pennsylvania. First time check-in.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N3PKJ. That's James in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Good to have you with us tonight from Meadville, Pennsylvania. James, you stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And by the way, we're here every single evening at 9 p.m. Would love to have you come back as often as you get the opportunity. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And we've got one RAG-2er up on the list so far. If anybody else wants to RAG-2, feel free to recheck, and I'll get you on the log. KN4RJN, John, you're the first one up on a brand-new, clean, shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KN4RJN. I got four computers pumping away, I think. I had put one down for a little while, and then I brought him back up. They were telling me it didn't have enough space on it to do anything, but it'd been pumping along there for a while. And watching these things go, just plumping around, I got a question.
Okay, I saw you, Josh, Glenn, and Jason. All four of you are working your way up through the list. I check in there in the mornings, and I see more computers added every single day to crunch in on the list. It is habit-forming, isn't it, John?
My computer running. I got two of the old computers that I had sitting around here running, and the new one that I bought for my wife. I've got one down there that appears to be dead. I've had it plugged in. It didn't have a battery in it. I plugged it into power, and it apparently couldn't come up. It just blinked at me a little bit and died. So I'm going to have to do something with that guy. And I've got a spare disk drive that I'm going to have to plug into somewhere. But on the where it shows work done, you know, it gives credits, and then it's got a thing called RAC, R-A-C. What is that?
The RAC is the recent average credits that you get for the work that you're doing. And by the way, before I forget about it, that one computer that is dead, you know, you turn it on and it turns itself back off in a few minutes. I had an old Toshiba. I mean, this guy's been sitting around for 10 years, not doing anything. Battery is dead as a doorknob. And what I did to get it going was just take the battery out and plug the power in. You don't have a battery, you operate like a normal desktop computer that doesn't have a battery, and it ran. It loaded the operating system, and it's running, and it's over there crunching. It's the Toshiba. It's the last one that's added to my list. if you sort them on RAC, you'll see it's at the bottom of the list because it was started last. But that's the RAC is the one that they use to rank everybody. And the reason they do that is your total quantity, they don't let you, they want to give you incentive to crunch more and more and more. And the incentive that does, and it's working, because you can see I've added CPUs, Josh has added CPUs, you added CPUs, Glenn has added a bunch of CPUs. Glenn's already halfway through the list, so Glenn's over there working like crazy. It's good to have him crunching through the list like that. And Jason started off with one computer. He's up to three now. Well, I haven't checked since this morning, but he might even have four by now. But that's what they use to drive, to get the drive going, and it works, John.
Hey, Kent.
Let me pick up this check-in. John, I'll be right back to you. Check-in, go ahead.
DJW, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard over in Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Back to you, John.
Jan for Jan. Yeah, when I look at the total credits on each computer, it's different. They're all under my name, but they're showing different things. So is that going total credits by machine, or does it all go under my account?
So when it completes a unit of work, it's going to go take a snapshot of what the total credits are at that point in time. And what will happen is it's going to upload your work units. It's going to figure out how many total credits you have. It's going to download your total credits so it can display it on your screen. And while it's locked at that number until it goes back. And remember, there's millions of computers hitting those servers that are uploading work units to those servers, so they're busy. So they only talk to you two times. Once when you download a work unit, and once when you upload a work unit. They don't get chatty in between those two points in time, because they're dealing with millions of other people, millions of other CPUs and computers that are crunching against that virus. So they don't have time to update you throughout the day. But you'll get your total credits when you download your next work unit or you upload your current work unit. And then another computer will upload and download work units at a different point in time, and it'll get a different snapshot. And it'll stay on that snapshot till it has communication with the server again.
Roger, I suspected that, but I'm just curious if that was in fact what was going on. But I kind of suspect that was going on. The one I'm staring at is got four cores running. The other one I'm not sure, because the screensaver that pops in there, for some reason the screensaver ain't popping up on the other one, but it's still running. And the one that I shut down for a while is saying no, it can't load anything because you don't have enough space. So I'm going to take some more crap off of that. And the one upstairs, I don't know, but it was running when I looked at it last. So, and I just let them run all night. So, we're crunching a couple of numbers here from the looks of it. So that's going good.
And that's very much appreciated. You're helping our team out, and you're helping the fight against COVID-19 to figure out, you know, you're folding proteins and finding out what the weak energy is. Where is that protein the weakest? Where can we get in there and destroy it? But anyway, appreciate you doing that, John. I think everybody on the team is contributing quite a bit. It's kind of contagious. I got another machine supposed to arrive here tomorrow. It's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. It's one that's kind of like one of the ones that Josh has. It'll have 16 cores on it. So this room's already pretty hot. I'm going to have to relocate a few. It's been quite a while since I upgraded, so I figured this was the nudge that pushed me off the fence.
K4BAN.
Go ahead, Alex.
But in, yeah, if you'll send me some info on how to join your team, I've got two PCs that are kind of idle and run all the time, so just let me know.
I will do that. And the team got a board today. We've got a forum that we can send out. They're testing it right now to make sure it's going to work. But we've been just using, so this is, Alex, this is an old team from back in the late 90s and the mid-2000s. They were strong in the late 90s. They were strong again in the mid, like 2005, 2006. And this will be the third time that they rebuild this team. But I'll send you all the information. You can sign up with it and the instructions on how to download the manager software and how to sign up with both our team and the Rosetta at home team, the one that does the crunching against COVID-19. Appreciate you asking, Alex.
I've got a couple of remote SDRs that spend most of their life pretty much idle. So thanks again, K4VA.
You'll find out that Josh said it's getting hot in his house. I read his email that said it's getting hot in his house after I came back from dropping the thermostat down another degree. So they do heat up the room. Back to you, John. KN4RJN, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4RJN. Yeah, most of mine are down here in the basement, and it's always cold down here, so that's not an issue. But the house is built on a slope, so the basement back door opens out to ground level. So I've got two windows in my office. I got one computer sitting in one window sill, and the other computer sitting in the other window sill, and one on my desk. And then the other one's upstairs for my granddaughter to use to do her schoolwork. And so it's running when she's not doing that. So in that other computer that's dead, I tried it first with just the power cord because it didn't have a battery. And it just doesn't want to boot. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to take that extra hard drive I've got and see if I can boot it up off of that and see if I can get it to do something. But it's sitting there pretty much dead. And then I've got my Mini, which also doesn't have a battery in it, and I can't find the power cord for it. So I've got to, if I can find that and get that up and running, then I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 machines going.
And then you have to monitor them. It's because you want to. It's not because you have to. It's because you want to. go around monitoring them to make sure none of them are sitting idle. Or what will happen is, like, I'll have that Toshiba, every once in a while it reboots. So I'm still adjusting the maximum CPU and the maximum quantity of CPUs, right? What percentage of the CPUs that you have, and then, like, if you've got 8 CPUs, do you want 20% of them? So you'll use 4 of them, 2 of them, 6 of them, whatever. And then of those that you're using, how much percentage of their time do you use? 80%, 100%? I had some of them set at 100%, like that Toshiba, and I had to back off of it because it was rebooting itself every now and then. So you got to kind of find that sweet spot where you can eke the most out of them you can, but not have them rebooting all the time, or else you'll lose like 8 hours when you figure out, hey, that thing rebooted and it's not crunching anymore. But it's kind of fun. It's something to do while we're on COVID lockdown. Let me check for any other check-ins, and I'll get right back to you, John. This is W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other operators that would like to check into the net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike, Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KN4SMK. That's Doug, sounding good from Tacoma, Georgia tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being here. You stay safe. All right, back to you, John. KN4RJN, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
RJN. Yeah, I was on Sid's net the other night, and I mentioned the Rosetta at Home project, and encouraged anybody that was interested to just Google Rosetta at Home and follow the trail. So we might get some more out of that. I mentioned our team too, Team Sci-Fi, so that I said you can join any team you want to, but Team Sci-Fi is the one we got going on right here. So maybe we'll get some more folks in on this, but with all the computers that I know that are sitting out there, you know, doing very little, you know, the more of them we can get going, the faster they can find a cure for this thing, and we can all get back to our lives.
There you go. It's a good cause. It's a good reason to do that. I've done it before where it was just research because people just wanted to know, but this is a one that you have to know. And I also see notes on the other sites where you can crunch like with your GPU rather than your CPU, which has a whole lot more CPUs on it. but they direct you away from there and say, hey, go over to these other places where they're crunching for COVID-19 because it's more important. And that's a good thing.
It's probably got priority over some of the other stuff. Switching topics altogether, have you heard anything from K9OH lately? I know that the Skywarn net went down because they had some damage to their tower apparently in this last run of thunderstorms. I heard some folks trying to hit the repeater or some static on K9OH earlier, and I thought I heard some voices down there, but I couldn't bring them out. And I haven't heard the Skywarn net. They run generally Tuesdays and Thursdays. I haven't heard them for a week or two.
K9 4LCI with information.
Okay, Andy, I'll be with you in just a second. So all I saw was a Facebook post where he showed pictures of it, and it looked like the tower had snapped about halfway down, or maybe a little bit more than halfway down. It had broken, and he was looking for ways to get it back up. Andy, go ahead with your info.
4LCI, can you get into the warn system?
I cannot. I don't have access to it. I wouldn't know how if I did have access to it. I would think your best bet would be WR8RW, Robert.
John, up at Inman, can you get into the warn system?
Well, Andy, all the way I got into the Skywarn net was through the K9OH repeater. I'm not sure if I can get into the warn or not.
This shot's going through the K9OH, too. I know about these others, but from my location, it's almost impossible. There's a bunch of UHF repeaters over in Pickens County, Oconee County, and parts of Anderson County that are linked up together. They call it the Wide Air Repeater Network System. That's what Billy would always link at a Tommy would link up to at about, 25 minutes after 7. You can get into one of those. They're holding that net over there right now until they can take and get that back going.
Roger that, Andy. I'll check that out, see if I can get into one of those. I'll find one of those repeaters, see if I can get it from here. Because I was always going through K9OH, but, thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Where I'm at in this hole here, UHF don't do so great, and most of the time there's only 1-2 meter machine that's in that system, and that's over on Long Mountain, 147030, with a tone of 123.0, but most of them are UHF, and if you can get into any of those, that's currently where they're holding the Skywarn net until they can get the 4-7 back up to going again. So, back to net control, KI-4LCI.
Appreciate you jumping in there with that info, Andy. And I seem to remember that there was a 70-centimeter repeater over in Gaffney that was linked into all of those systems. And I think I was able to get into it from here. And, John, you're closer to Gaffney than I am, so you might be able to get into it from your location. I don't remember what the frequency was, but if you look in the repeater book for Gaffney and you find some 70-centimeter repeaters, it might be one of those.
Dan, Roger, thanks. I'll look that up. Right now my computer's crunching numbers for COVID, but I'll give it a break here in a minute and do something else. But, I'll look those up. Appreciate it. Dave and Andy also appreciate it. The info, I'll hunt them down.
All right, John. Well, I appreciate you hanging around for the rag shoe portion of that. You got anything else for us this evening?
If Wendy's still listening, my fingers are better today, so that's all. KN4RJ and clear.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sure she will be too. It's difficult to type when you've got a burn on the end of your finger. On the side, not so much, but unless it's between the fingers. But on the tip of your finger, I know that makes it hard to type. Anyway, Good to have you with us tonight, John. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Shoe portion of the net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
N3PKJ.
I just caught the tail end of that transmission. If you could go again with that, I have James, I've got to unmute Echolink to hear it, and my mouse skills aren't fast enough to get there as quick as you were in there. So, can you try that again?
W4DJW from N3PKJ. I just wanted to catch you on my name. Looking me up, it says my first name's James, but I do use Todd. I use my middle name because my dad's a James Oso, and so I was always called by my middle name.
Okay, Todd, I do appreciate you letting me know that. I have that corrected in my log, so next time I will be correct, but I very much appreciate you letting me know that. Anything else for the net tonight, Todd?
Nothing other than I'd like to thank Scott, KM4SML, for inviting me over here. I was on the phone with him when the net started, and I heard you say in your preamble about Echolink. I was like, okay, what's the call sign? So I came on over just to check in.
Well, we very much appreciate you doing that, Todd. We do. And we are here every single evening, so we'd appreciate you coming by every opportunity that you get. And we hope you stay safe and stay safe from the COVID-19 issue, shelter in place. Good to have you with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that last station that just checked in, you're really, really far down in the white noise. You might want to move around, try to get a better X, bump up your power, do something, but I'm not able to pull you out. And if anybody else is able to pull him out or might listen on reverse or something like that, appreciate a relay. Try it one more time. Okay, I got KK4, but I didn't get the suffix. It came in clear at the beginning, but then it got really fuzzy at the end. Can I get the suffix? Anybody able to pull out that suffix?
W4DJWKN4RJN. I got KJ4KCM, I believe.
Yeah, KJ4KCM is Andrew in Loyal, Kentucky. I don't know if that's who that is. Is that Andrew from Loyal, Kentucky? Okay, let's give it one more opportunity. All the way to A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Katie in, I guess I'm pretty far from the repeater, but it's Rob in Walhalla.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KJ4KVN. That's Robert in Walhalla. Where there's a will, there's a way, Robert. Appreciate you taking the time checking this evening. Appreciate your patience. We got you in the log. And KO4ALL, that's Joe in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're staying safe from the COVID-19 virus. Appreciate you taking the time checking this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Name's Ariel, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Okay, net control would like to recognize NY4G, that's Ariel over in Traveler's Rest, doing a virtual tour of the United States on bicycle while he is at home. That's a good way to pass the time, Ariel. I enjoy your Facebook posts. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JWN4SMH, I'll have a few quick comments.
All right, Josh, let's hear it. Are you sweating bullets over there in your house yet?
Pretty addicting, and I've done some folding at home before. But if you're going to get a 16-core machine, I might as well just hang it up. But I've moved a few things around to balance the heat out, so it's not too bad. I said I'm looking at two laptops, a 990 desktop, another desktop, a Mac Mini, and another 16-core desktop and two laptops. So, yeah, there's a bunch running now. But if Alex wants to turn this into a little competition, I know where his things are plugged in on campus, and I can turn them off.
Oh, Alex, are you still listening?
I hear K4BAN.
Well, nothing like a little friendly competition there, Josh.
That's right. And somebody was asking about K9OH. I actually talked to Billy on the phone yesterday, and he's doing good. Long story short, I believe that's a privately owned tower with another company that he does business with, and I think they're working to get it back up. But, yeah, I think the repeater itself is still operational. This the antenna's a mess. I think they're going to have to buy a new antenna, too.
And I saw where he said something about the feed line, too. Did the feed line get messed up where the tower broke?
He said that. He says a lot more on the phone. It's hard to remember. So, but, yeah, I think so.
I was afraid of that. The feed line can be as expensive or even more expensive than the antenna sometimes. Anyway, appreciate you letting us know.
I'm a pretty good friend and known him and his wife, Nancy, for quite a while. But yep, I think that's it for tonight. Just wanted to say hey and keep the COVID fight going, and good to hear Alex on the radio. I haven't seen him, and oh gosh, I've been working at home for 5 weeks, so probably I hadn't seen him a few weeks before that, so I'm going to get back to campus. It'll be good to see old Alex. But have a good night. Appreciate you running the net. You always do a good job. So back to you, W4DJW from N4SMH.
All right, Josh, appreciate all you're doing for fighting COVID-19 as well and having fun doing it. It's a fun thing. So anybody that's interested, you can look me up on QRZ, get my email address, send me an email. I'll let you know how to join the team and send you an instructions on how to get started. It is something that really helps you pass the time while we're in lockdown. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. One more call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. KI4ETY, Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee. Chris down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative this evening.
Okay, Net Control Electric, recognize KI4ETY. That's Chris in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, we were in Africa for 3.5 weeks, so I can't tell you absolutely everything that went on. We took 3,000 pictures, and so there was lots to see and do. One thing I would, if you want to go over there, you got to make sure you're always watching your gear and your stuff, because it'll get stolen right from under your feet. We didn't have anything stolen, but about the first 5 minutes we were at the airport when we landed in Africa, we could see the guys who were there getting ready to take people's bags if they were left unattended. So you got to really be careful with that. And other than that, you know, nobody's going to really bother you. You'll just go around and enjoy the beautiful scenery and take a lot of pictures. We saw... when I checked in, I was in Cape Town, South Africa, and we stayed there for about 10 days just kind of seeing the sights, and we did a shark cage dive and went up on, you know, just an incredible cable car to Table Rock, Table Mountain, and went to some concerts, and it was just a lot of fun. Just there was a huge bike race there one day. 35,000 bicyclists. I think it's the largest bicycle event in the world. And it takes them like 6 hours to get all the bikes rolling past the start line. So it's pretty amazing. Everything we saw over there was really amazing, including the animals. So we left Cape Town after 10 days and went to Botswana and spent 8 days looking at the African game, just a photography safari, and of course that's just incredible. We got to see the big five and three of the little five. 5. It's like a beetle, a leopard, turtle, and some other little bitty thing we saw, but we missed, there's two things we missed of the small 5, and had good food, and people were very nice, and we'll probably, you know, have some pictures on my phone, and, you know, run around sometime to show you the pictures, but got great photographs, and so we got, finally, they told us we should probably pack our bags and leave because the flights were starting to become full and people leaving, and so we spent 3 days in airports trying to get home, and we flew through Dubai in the United Arab Emirates just so we could avoid getting any problems in Europe. So we went through Dubai and home to New York, and didn't know that New York was probably the worst of the places that we were, so that airport was completely empty, really. It was pretty amazing. And then we got home and self-quarantined for 14 days and stayed quarantined even till today. So it's just been a crazy, crazy month. Over.